A reading from the writings of St. Peter Julian Emerd. The Cultus of the Eucharist. One day a woman, a good adorer, came to Jesus to adore him. She brought with her an alabaster box full of precious ointment, which she poured upon his feet to show her love for him and to pay honor to his divinity and sacred humanity. "To what purpose is this waste?" said the traitor Judas. "This ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But Jesus vindicates his handmaid. "What this woman has wrought is a good work, and wheresoever this gospel shall be proclaimed, this also which she has done shall be told in praise of her." This gospel incident may be applied to the Eucharist. Spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the Imitation of Mary. Fervor in God's service. The believer speaks. Holy Virgin, in every situation of your life that has been made known to us, you gave us splendid examples of fervent piety. It was that fervent devotion that yearly brought you to Jerusalem at Passover time. Although the obligation of going up to celebrate this great festival lay only on your husband Joseph, you never failed to accompany him. Your love of God was too great to permit your doing for him only what was strictly duty. How ungrateful I am, and how differently I have acted toward the Lord up to now. Despite all his benefits to me, I have always shown myself niggardly to him, and if he wanted my obedience and homage, he had to command me as my Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all men.
Thirteen days of prayer in preparation for the feast of St. Anthony of Padua. O miraculous saint, varied sicknesses afflict our bodies, but you, O prodigious saint, who cured so many unhappy persons, free us and our dear ones from bodily illness, and much more importantly, from the sin that disfigures the image of God within our souls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. St. Anthony of Padua. Triduum in preparation for the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. O Jesus, whose divine heart has felt to the point of agony the weight and the gravity of sin, render our hearts sensitive to the tragedy of a humanity that resists your love. For our sins and for all the sins that are committed in the world, we want to offer you our generous reparation, uniting it to your redemptive sacrifice. Accept it from the hands of the Virgin Reparatrix as an act of faith and love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without
end. Sweet heart of my Jesus, grant that I may love you always more. Triduum in preparation for the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Immaculate Heart of Mary, full of grace, tabernacle of the Most High, grant that also I may live a life of grace. Consider myself as a living temple of the Holy Spirit. Avoid sin at every cost, and repair my past faults by contrition and penance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Sweetheart of Mary, be the salvation of my soul.
Thank you.